Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 53. Currently, it is 33 with clear skies in Grandview.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Cleaning Week?
Oh, that's my kind of week right there.
It's that spring cleaning.
Definitely. We got Mary Quinn Lucas coming on the show. We're going to clean up Kansas City with a conversation.
Yeah,
we start at 7:38.
And we also got to talk about ICE and TSA. That's been the headlines. Trump says he will deploy ICE to airports at TSA shortages and will drive more delays. I know we'll be talking about the incident that happened at KCI as well. Your TMG goes down. We got all the gossip you need for today.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on the Monday. Another week. More blessings. Another week to live your purpose and be your best self, man. We hustling and shining on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Hey, they do the job. Motivate. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The sun is up and opportunity is everywhere. Walk into the light and make good things happen. The obstacles and limitations push against you. Yet, you can push even more forcefully in an intentional, purposeful direction. So many good things are possible when you persist. So take one step, then the next, and keep going. You're surrounded by energy, ideas, resources, possibilities, and people seeking to live good, fulfilling lives. Feel the richness. Tap into the abundance. Give your best thoughts, words, and actions to this day. You're a highly capable person alive in a unique moment, resolved to continue making the best out of that outstanding opportunity. You're here to make a difference, and your best experiences will come from doing so. The sun is up, the day is rolling along, and you have a lot of great things to do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip.
53 on your time, high of 53. Currently, it is 33. Might need to run those numbers by the lotto. Clear skies in Grandview. Doja Cat's estranged father posted a series of videos after Doja performed in South Africa where he blamed her mother for their strained relationship. Now, this comes after Doja Cat spoke out about her quote-unquote deadbeat chronicles.
I was messaging my father because he's here in Africa. And he said that he couldn't make it to my show because I don't message him enough and I didn't call him. I'm just very busy right now. And I can't get to the phone. I can't do this at the moment. And then keeps messaging that to me.
Daddy's in his feelings. As he should, you know, that's a baby girl or whatever. But look, I just wanna say this. Look, if you have any type of relationship with your parents, any type, especially when you're a little older now, dog, you better cherish them while you have them, because losing a parent changes everything and it changes you. I'm sorry to get like that. It's just, I'm just, my bad.
Right, my lens ain't necessarily that. So, you know, my POV cousins is a little bit different.
Go and do your thing. Yeah.
But I agree with what you're saying. My POV is too, sometimes it's just weird because there's always, sometimes you feel like there's one parent that's fighting to see you, and the other one is chilling. Like, they're not really trying to see you. They're not trying to make an effort. They just there living their lives. And whether that's the mom or the dad, it don't matter what the gender is. It's never cool to do that. Now, I don't know if that's exactly the situation here, but it seems as if he just like, that's my daughter. I made a kid. She cool. She's grown. I'm not going to, I don't care no more. And that's never fun.
Nope.
So, other news, comedian Lunell, she been standing on a big business behind Al B. Shore. She was at an event and she had to let the women in the audience know that she captured his heart by more than just twerking.
And, you know, at the end of the day, when you get grown, little girl, you realize that it's not all about belly rings and nipple piercing and twerking and being in the club. You want somebody that's gonna stand by you.
Okay! They was feeling that. Yeah, you need somebody that's going to stand by you, because all the superficial stuff, of course, I mean, doesn't age well.
Nah, it don't mean nothing. It'll be there for a second, but, you know, a partnership or a marriage is for a lifetime. So just take that in perspective, man. When you see something sparkling or whatever, that it need to sparkle for years and years and years. That is a loud instrumental. Golly. It need to sparkle for years and years and years beyond just the temporary happiness that you see now.
I've always said, especially if you're certain, if you're at a certain age, you should not be trying to date these young hot girls or young hot guys. You need to be dating somebody that knows the signs of stroke. Simple. Be smart about it.
Stop. Don't do that.
That's real. You're here chasing somebody that's 22. You're 50.
What's the acronym?
For what?
Stroke. Like, you got to look for something. Like, you got to look for left.
Hello.
It's like you gotta look for
it's fast. That's what it is. Face drooping, right. Arm weakness, right. Speech difficulty.
Right.
T, it's time to call 911. So, hello. You're just somebody your own age that actually know what's going on with your health.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby. This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Word. Oh,
we was off Van Brunt with
you. Oh, yeah. You down northeast side, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I got me a little color this weekend, too, baby. You know, I was definitely outside with it. You know what I'm saying?
Where were you outside? What was you? You got your walk in?
Oh yeah, the cardio is back. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, fresh after work, and you know, maybe I squeezing in some 2-a-days too with some lifting. After that, I went to the New Christian Generation Center's 20th church anniversary. Mm-hmm. As man, it's such a group of wonderful people. I really appreciate you guys for inviting me out.
Yeah,
shout out to Ebony one time for having me do that, man. Shout out to New Christian Generation Center.
Yeah, I love that. And then after, you know, we had a good time, Pisces. We were celebrating Pisces season and Aries season. We just kicked that off. So major shout out to everybody that came through. It was a nice vibe.
At Aura.
Yeah.
DJ Get It, what's up, dog?
What's poppin'?
Appreciate you, man. I do, man. That's my dog. I love seeing people grow up and
positive.
Because, dog,
didn't hear what I said. You listen back to the playback.
What you say?
Just listen to it. Listen to the playback.
I thought you said something about being positive.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
close, yeah.
So, Deanna might be in trouble after this, y'all. We'll see. And then Kiana Sinks, happy birthday once again.
Yes, happy birthday.
I know yesterday was the official day for her birthday, but we celebrated on Saturday. I was playing some, you know, a couple of jams over there at Vine Street Brewery. You know what I'm saying?
Great location.
But you know, we tell people, you know, don't be an idiot.
Every single weekend.
I like to think that most people follow that, but some people don't. And you know, I don't know what the United States of America is doing right now, the government that is. But if you're at the airport right now and you got a 10 a.m. flight, you might be late.
And if you are, cousin, let us know. We really want to know. We gonna do some live journalism.
Kansas City, though.
That's what I was finna say. Is it busy here?
Well, MCI, so the thing, we have private. Our TSA agents are hired privately.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no issues at MCI as far as I've seen and heard.
Okay.
Now, Atlanta, boy, oh boy. And listen to this exchange, y'all.
Are ICE agents going to move into American airports starting tomorrow, Monday?
Yes. And I'm currently working on the plan now of execution, working with the director of ICE and administrator at TSA, the acting administrator. So we'll put together a plan today and we'll execute tomorrow.
Okay, so there are a lot of questions here. First of all, are ICE agents even remotely trained to handle security at airports?
ICE agents receive high level training. And, you know, the ICE agents are assigned at many airports across the country already. They do a lot of investigation, criminal investigation on smuggling at airports. But, you know, you've got TSA agents covering exits, you know, people that enter through the exits. You know, certainly a highly trained ICE law enforcement officer can cover an exit, makes people don't go through those exits.
Oh, man, I don't like where this is going.
Because I think anybody does.
Yeah, this is like they got money to pay them, but not the. And I know it's layers to that conversation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that funding is already completed, but still.
I feel like this is, we all see, I feel like it's being purposely done. So I'm just sick of this. I know y'all are too, Casey.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
So, Kansas City, we was talking about the airport, but it's something else going on up there, too, y'all. So a restaurant worker at the airport is charged in connection with using his cell phone to videotape multiple women inside the airport's all-gender restroom. This is sick. Disgusting.
This is Stanley Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
Based on video files discovered on his phone.
That's crazy.
It's from January, February, and March of this year, according to court records. And let me say his name, because we need to out this person.
Yeah, please.
What is Tirosi Ludwig, he was arrested on Friday by KCI Airport Police, charged with felony invasion of privacy and being held on $25,000 cash bond. Should be higher than that. Police originally identified and questioned him March 9th after a woman reported seeing the corner of a cell phone illuminated by a flashlight protruding under the stall. Oh, God. Partition in the all-gender restroom behind the North TSA checkpoint in Terminal A.
So fam, weird.
People are just disgusting. Like, never mind. I'm not even going to ask that question.
My question is, what do people do if they recently been at the airport? Like, what do those 66 women do if they even suspect, like, oh, wow, I just flew out of Terminal A. Let me reach out to them. Like, just imagine the concern at that point. You got a sick mindset.
This is disgusting, though. Like, I want to ask, what would you finna do with them? But it's like, we already know. Put him under the jail, man.
Lock him up.
Throw away the key, please. Disgusting. And then those 66 women, you think they all from Kansas City? No, they're probably all from around the country.
And some might never ever hear about this reporting.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You really never know what's going on in this day and age.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
You listening on the app or you driving down 71, turning to 49 right now, driving to work. We love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And shout out to the cousins tapping in on the YouTube and Facebook live stream. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
Yo,
man.
Yo, but Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Good morning to Anita Primer. Hey, cousin. Also, a happy early birthday to you. Shout out to Sally Walker. Have a good day at work. Shout out to Stacey Davis. Always tapped in with us. We appreciate you. One of our cousins said, shout out to her pops. She said, I love you, pops. That was from your daughter, Ashley, a.k.a. Naomi K. Also, big love and a shout out to Leola Pearl. Your sister said, love you. Anthony Drone, Brandosha, Shane Blaze, the whole family. Major love to you, the Kirkwood and Solomon family. That was sent from Chef Taco. Rich Harris, as always. Shout out to the KC Rattlers basketball team. I know they've been doing that thing. And they had a championship barbecue on over the weekend.
Okay.
So major shout out to the...
Who's grilling?
Yeah, right. Questions that need answers. Y'all have a Q-Dog on the grill? Then I would definitely stop on by. Running back next time. Fourth grade Liberty League champs. Shout out to them. Big love to Peggy Davis. Hey, cousin. And then last but not least, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
Appreciate y'all.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of I know this ain't right.
Uh-oh.
Let me check the temperature.
Come on.
It didn't. Okay. Woo. It had me scared for a second. It said a high 90. I said that. It could be the case.
Oh, I would love that.
Right. Me too. It's a high. Sunny skies at Village West. Mm. I don't know if J. Cole is in your Mount Rushmore, especially after
the whole debacle.
Well,
he's not.
I guess not. No. He's speaking out after the very public feud between his friends, Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
His friends.
The type of stuff that, like, I think about. I mean, first of all, those are dudes that I admire. These dudes, I got genuine love for these dudes. Like, I hate to see the world on either one of them in defense of the other. You know what I mean? It's like, even saying it out loud is a little silly.
I get it. You know, when you're stuck in the middle, he knows these people. Probably
in
personally.
Real life.
Yeah, so, yeah. So it's like, you know, we on the outside looking at this. So I would get how he would feel some type of way. But as a competitor and somebody in hip-hop, it was extremely disappointing. Mm-hmm. And what he did with that whole thing.
Yeah.
But I get it. I understand.
Yeah, because there's real life happening behind these bars and then behind these hit songs. And to the outside people, we just like, go, go. Take him down. You know what I mean? So
There's real life stuff going on.
It is. What else is real is Mary J. Blige recalling a moment one of her idols that she looked up to told her that she needed to dye her roots.
Oh.
So this person goes, you really should dye your hair, your roots the same color as your hair, and you need to learn how to sing on key. That was f***ed up because I was excited to meet this person.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, gung-ho.
Yeah, that's that old way of doing things. In the 90s, like,
I love
them. They was doing, you know, just switching it up a little bit, man.
I love that look where the roots is one color and then it goes out to the other. That is fire. I just know they weren't used to that back then.
No, not at all.
Fans are speculating if it was Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, or Patti LaBelle. Everybody's starting to say that they think it was Chaka Khan.
She from Chicago. She don't care.
Yeah. She got that Nicki Minaj in her. So
big fan.
Very much of not caring.
Big fan of Chaka Khan, by
yeah,
the way.
Love her.
And that's fine. She's fine.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Back with us with another week, talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor. According to Al Sharpton, Quentin Perry, he's in the building. Good morning, Mayor Lucas. How you feeling?
Good morning. Whatever they call me, it's all right.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
You have me feeling good, and then they put up Quentin Perry. Know that you never made it that big after all, y'all. Never get too big in egos.
Right.
That's what I got.
Didn't know you was related to Deanna, but
right.
Here we are.
Good to know we're actually more than cousins.
But, Mayor Lucas, on a serious note, you recently brought together healthcare leaders and lawmakers to talk about the impact of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act on Medicaid and SNAP here in Kansas City. For a lot of families, though, especially on the north side, east side, and in the heart of the Kansas City urban core, this is not politics, it is survival. If these cuts hit the way that people are expecting, Mayor Lucas, what real backup plan exists for Kansas City families, and what resources will actually be there for parents who suddenly find themselves without enough food or health care support?
That's what we were trying to work on the other day. So we recognize it is a huge problem. This is not just politics, this isn't theoretical. You have people who will be kicked off their Medicaid. You have, I believe, roughly 50% of them in our state, children. They're going to be young kids who don't have health care. They're going to be whole populations that are largely going to go to the emergency rooms for care, and don't even get me started on SNAP benefits and what that's going to mean to people not being able to eat. What we were getting all healthcare institutions together to do was to say, how do we actually make sure, first of all, we're getting communication out there to people to make sure you sign up? How are we going to try to get the states of Missouri and Kansas to try to, I think, come up with work requirements that are allowing people to actually fulfill them rather than the sorts of things that are trying to kick people out? And more than anything, saying this is not just a joke. This bill did pass. It's been signed into law. And we need to make sure that we're finding ways to get people that preventative care. I'm worried about the kids who aren't getting the checkups they need, the mothers who are pregnant, who are dealing with any challenges to care. That's the sort of thing we're going to see long term, and that's where you're going to keep doing some work from the city level.
Mayor Lucas, later on today, you are set to announce stronger workforce and housing standards for city subsidized development. Is there a chance we can get a preview of what's to be expected?
Yeah, you can get 100% preview. I mean, what we're going to do is require prevailing wage. That is a quality of pay that typically goes to union labor on every incentivized project in Kansas City. That's a good thing. That's a good step. What I'm going to share and demand of my union brothers and sisters, though, is that we do more than just pay people fair pay for fair work. That's good. We need to make sure there are more people that look like me, more people that look like you, Deanna. We need more women on sites. We need to make sure that we have people of color on union sites. And so to me, this isn't just a one direction sort of thing where we're looking out for our unions. We need to make sure, and I'm saying this not just for my area, this is Kansas City, Missouri, that as they're talking about building a sunflower Clark Hunt Dome, as they talk about everything else, every big project we're working on in Kansas City, whether they be stadiums, road projects, anything, we need to make sure that we have a broad base of people represented. And that's what I'm going to try to make sure we work to do. Kansas City will just be the guide in connection with how we can get that done.
We're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas. The grocery store at 31st and Prospect is coming back as United Market. And we all know how important that store is to that community. But security was a major issue before, Mayor Lucas. And now the new operator has a law enforcement background and is even a part-time police officer in Roland Park. So being real, though, I got to ask this. In a community that already has a complicated relationship with policing, is there any concern that that approach could create tension? And how do you make sure that this store feels safe, welcoming, and community-driven, not over-policed or uncomfortable for people it's meant to serve?
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody, at least sometimes, wants to go into a spot where they feel like, you know, it's Fort Knox all around them. So I get that. That being said, I think what I've heard from community in a lot of situations is, yeah, it's good to have security. It's good to have a presence of security. The proper balance, I think, is what you see when you go into establishments in any part of our metro area. There are police at Oak Park Mall and Overland Park, right? It's just making sure that you don't walk by an armada going in. And so I think I'm going to trust this store owner to come up with what could be a decent balance. I'm going to trust them to actually make sure they're listening to the voices of the community. I'm going to trust the community as well. I think what we saw before was that there were certain folks that did not respect the presence of the store. There were certain folks that created consistent challenges to that store. I don't think that's the way things need to be on Prospect. I don't think that's the way things need to be in our community. So, look, I don't go into this discussion thinking, and I frankly don't think that the failure of the store fundamentally was security long term. You have seen a lot of grocery stores fail all around the region. OP, the Northland, other parts of our region in the last 2 years, by the way. I saw somebody send me pictures of a store on Blue Parkway, the Sun Fresh over there that has an issue with food on the shelves. And so we're going to make sure the store does right, first of all. We're going to make sure it's a place people want to be. I think you're going to make, then after that, you're going to see that we can do quality business long term.
Mayor Lucas, I know you're slated to be in St. Louis later on this week. I'll send you my Chinese spot so you can get you some good rice. Just make sure you got your security with you.
Look, I'm going to make sure I do right. I know my St. Louis. I shouldn't say this in advance. I ain't going with security. So, I may need to call your cousins on this one.
Yeah,
I'm getting out and about.
I'm going to call my dad. I'm going to make sure you're secure.
Mayor Lucas, we appreciate you, man. Have a good one, and please continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
All right, y'all. Be safe this week. Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Surprise, surprise. Hey. 8:25 on your time. High of 52. Currently, it is 33. The sunny skies and the river market.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I had to triple check and everything. Sean, former bad boy, responds to Brandy after she denied their dating history back in the day.
I spoke from a place of admiration and a place of reminiscing. But I will say, I never lied to Oprah. She lied to Oprah about being married and had to go on Oprah and apologize. She has lied to the public before.
Now it's getting messy.
Right. Come on.
I agree. It didn't come from a place of, you know, I'm trying to, you know, tear down her character. It was them reminiscing about some old stuff. But still, now you're over here pillow talking and doing it live now.
So you don't pillow talk with Pimp Daddy D. Okay.
But that is messy. Because just imagine somebody from your past of decades ago being like, yeah, we dated. Like, whoa. Like, that is kind of crazy.
Especially somebody, I deleted you off my resume.
No, literally. I'm trying to think.
I literally don't remember you.
And according to Julie Jones, certain things taken off your Carfax every 7 years or so when it comes to that dating history and everything. Yeah. And Brandy's, 47? So, yeah.
I don't count.
Probably could have happened when y'all was in y'all 20s. This is 2 decades ago.
How you doing?
We love story times, but at the same time.
Freaky frog!
It's a little messy at this point.
Duh.
Other news, sad news. Martial arts and acting legend Chuck Norris, he passed away. His family announced the news of him on his official Instagram account on Friday morning, sharing that he passed away on March 19th. Now, I don't know about many of our cousins out there, but I know about me and my house with my mama and my granny and my great-granny. And we used to watch Walker, Texas Ranger all the time.
Yeah, I didn't have nothing else to watch, huh?
Like, no, I mean, I feel like that's a black thing. You know how many black households was watching Cousins Texas right now?
Where
we was watching Walker, Texas Ranger with our parents and grandparents.
Y'all ain't had no cable.
We had everything. I was watching Judge Judy too. I watched so many of the Walker, Texas.
Absolutely not.
I'm not finna hit this text line. 816-900-4103. Text us right now if you watch Walker, Texas Ranger. That was a thing in a black household.
You're the first black person I've heard.
Cousins, back me up. I need y'all to text me right now and back me up. 816-900-4103.
She needs a backup.
Call in or text
this
him.
This is odd.
It's not. We used to watch that all the time.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
Now, every day we supposed to learn and get better. Today, I learned something new, Kansas City. I had no idea that this show, Walker, Texas Ranger, was getting played like in the heat of the night in black households.
I'm trying to tell you, our cousins have hit us up to tell me. Somebody said, yep, black household. Mom was a loyal Walker, Texas Ranger watcher. And what she watched, we watched. Exactly. My cousin Arlene said the same thing. I have at least 20 texts from our cousins hitting up the Hustle and Shy text line. Thank you, cousin, for having my back. We grew up watching Walker, Texas Ranger.
I am shocked. When this came on, I think this used to come on CBS. When this came on, the channel got changed, bruh. Like, what?
This was the show.
I think this came after football sometimes.
Really?
And we're immediately changing when we hear this. What?
One of our cousins from the 913 said, definitely, Walker, Texas Ranger almost named our son Cordell. Mary from the Dot. Shout out to Mary from the Dot and Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman?
Yep.
Oh, I'm done. Y'all can have it.
Yep.
I'm done. I'll stick to Martin, A Different World, and Cosby Show.
We was watching that too. We're diverse.
I'm not.
We was getting to the bag. We was watching everything.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Don't get me started on Judge Judy. I know all them episodes front, back, side to side.
Yikes.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aerie season. Happy birthday to those energetic, honest, and a little impatient Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over some birthday love to rapper Sire. Happy birthday to producer who's giving us banger after banger. Happy birthday to Mike Will Maiden. Sending some birthday love to our cousin from the D. Happy B-Day to T Grizzly. Sending some major birthday love to NBA star Kyrie Irving. Happy birthday to actress, author, and TV personality, and the wife of Steph Curry. Happy birthday to Aisha. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, musician, who's given us classics and unforgettable moments, including some bold ones. Happy birthday to Chaka Khan.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Tierney Russell Brown, Lolo Wash, and Brandon Woodard. Sending birthday love to Jamie King, Keandre Thomas, and Bobby Tony. Happy birthday, LaShonda Kennedy and Destiny James. Plus, sending birthday love to Kevin Dean, Chrissy Doss, and everybody else born on March 23rd. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.